Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And since it's Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So today we want to talk a little bit about mask science, something that a lot of people are interested in, and a bit about wildfire safety as well.
Right. So thank you. Let me just quickly mention the wildfire safety. I talked about that a little bit last week, and I got a lot of requests for me to repeat the two websites that I mentioned. The first is the CAL FIRE website that has quite a bit of planning information about how to plan for potential wildfire around your own home. And that website is readyforwildfire.org. So all the one word, ready, for, F-O-R, wildfire.org. And it's really a helpful website, and I think it would be really great for people who live in small little communities down these narrow roads in the forests and woods to maybe look at these websites and maybe collaborate with your neighbors to develop a plan just in case. And then also another website that I mentioned that I think is helpful is for air quality, and that is from the EPA. So it's a federal website called airnow.gov, airnow.gov. So both of those are, I think, really helpful. Commenting a bit about COVID, obviously you can look up on the Mendocino County website and see where we're at in terms of numbers. I see that today we're at 875 cases that have been identified since the beginning. Remember, this is a cumulative number. That's not the number of people that are infected right now. That's just the number since this all began. 80% being over in the Ukiah Valley. The rate of daily new cases is declining in our county, so that's good. It still is high enough that we're in that Tier 1, which is the California State Health Department's highest tier for efforts to constrain the spread of the virus. However, it is declining, and so maybe we'll be able to get off of Tier 1 pretty soon. And I don't think that reflects simply a lack of testing. And the reason why I say that is because the case rate of hospitalizations is also not increasing. It's staying steady or declining. So that really is perhaps in some ways a better reflection of what the disease is doing through the community. This week's Miller Report is going to focus on masks and why masks are so important. And I wanted to talk to people a little bit about what's the science behind wearing a mask. And so that's a little bit more detailed than I can go into here on the radio. But please do check that out. That's this week's Miller Report in the local newspapers and also on Mendocino Sports Plus.
And Doctor, I do want to remind people that this is being taped right now, and a podcast of this particular program will be available. Give us a few minutes to do it, in particular because you said people had called up last week and contacted you about the email addresses for the wildfire information.
So, right, the website.
The website. Dr. Miller, thanks very much for being with us today. Rogalski here from the coast.